Now, Yemen's fugitive former president Abdurrahman Mansour Hadi has called on the Persian Gulf Cooperation Council, involving six Arab states, to take military action against the Ansar Allah movement. Hadi's foreign minister says the president also asked the UN to impose a no-fly zone over the country's airspace to prevent the Ansar Allah fighters, known as the Houthis, from using the airports. Meanwhile, Saudi Arabia's foreign minister Saud al-Faisal warned of taking measures if the Houthis do not end peacefully what he called their coup. On Sunday, Ansar Allah leader Abdul Malik al-Houthi stressed that his forces will keep advancing south and called Hadi a puppet of foreign countries. Hadi resigned from his post as president in January, but after fleeing Sana'a to Aden, he withdrew his resignation. Let's speak to Aja Mubaraka. He's a human rights activist, and he joins us via Skype from Cali, Colombia. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Baraka. Now, what is your response to the call by Hadi for military intervention against the Ansar Allah movement?
It's a very troubling move. It is providing the political pretext for foreign intervention. It's clear that he has been given a green light by his supporters in the Gulf Cooperation Council to make these inflammatory statements, giving the council the legitimacy to intervene. It's troubling that the Saudi Interior Minister claims that the plight of Hadi and in Yemen is one with Saudi and one with the Gulf Cooperation Council. Therefore, they feel that they have the legitimacy to intervene to reverse what they are characterizing as a coup. Is a very troubling and dangerous situation.
But Mr. Baraka, also, despite what Hadi says, any military intervention will not be just focusing on the Ansar Allah movement. It will be a military intervention in Yemen. So it will be the population of Yemen that pays the price.
Exactly, and that is the concern that many of us have who are concerned about human rights. That again, we have a conflict that is being orchestrated by powers outside of the country, and caught in the middle once again are the people, innocent people who only want to breathe the air of freedom. It is unfortunate that the U.S. is not becoming more assertive in attempting to put a brake on the interests and the objectives of the Saudis. The U.S. cut a deal with the Houthi government to allow it to continue to participate, to fly its drones as part of its counter terrorist operations. But they could be much more adamant in imposing a diplomatic and peaceful solution to what is now developing into a very violent and brutal civil war.
All right. Also, we do know that Saudi Arabia's foreign minister has warned of taking measures if what he called the coup is not reversed. So what other measures can Saudi Arabia or this council as a whole bring about other than just a military option?
Well, that's, in fact, what they are arguing for. And we remember that in Bahrain, they intervened directly, militarily. And it seems that the same kinds of conditions are being prepared for direct intervention into Yemen. So for them, the military option is, in fact, the first option, because their main concern is to block what they are characterizing as the influence coming from Iran. So for them, it is the regional configuration of power that they're more concerned with than the plight of the government in Yemen and the people in Yemen.
All right, let's leave it there for now. That's human rights activist Aja Mubaraka joining us from Cali, Colombia via Skype. Many thanks indeed, Mr. Baraka, for your comments here on Press TV.